There she stands alone in silence. Now she's on her knees praying, can you hear me? She's been running.
Local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one Gerbils the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pizza.
Yeah. Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably just be, probably be Paul because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitus. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
What's up, everyone? It is Bill. This is episode number 675 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We're live on Music from the 412. We're also coming at you from buildthescene.com in Leechburg and xrpradio.co.uk in Scotland, oldiesxl.com in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Rudiroo Radio on the beaches of San Diego, California, both megarockradio.net and 107.1 FM KFGD in St. Louis, Missouri. And I know I forgot someone, but I can't think who it is right now. So we're going to go with it. With me tonight are Chip, Melina, and Nolan from Chip and the Charge Ups. What's up, guys?
What's up, Bill?
That was the, for anyone keeping track, that was the first time that intro was ever played. And it's already outdated. So you guys have a lot going on. And I started to write a question. I'm going to attempt to ask it. You have to bear with me because there's a lot going on in it. And we'll break it down after I ask. So I wrote, with the release of What Happened to the Boy Next Door, which is something else we're going to get to in a second, you've had a pretty busy month or so. You've had 10 out of 10 ratings on reviews. You've had Scott Tatey write a review. You were on KDKA today on Pittsburgh Talks. Paying Back the Devil just got put in regular rotation in DVE. I'm sure I'm missing some things, but that's a lot. Which one do you want to start on?
Well, let's start with the one that just happened this morning, since it just happened.
Sounds good. Yeah, we were on Talk Pittsburgh with Heather Abraham this afternoon, and what a milestone moment that was for us, you know. It's big honor.
I am. For anyone who's watching the video or listening at a later time, there are two videos. They are both embedded on the show notes for this episode, or you can go to KDK's website and watch it as well. So if you missed it like I did, I went and found it for you. So what about the DVE thing? I think is next if we're going in reverse order, right?
Sure.
So yeah. So how does that come about? Do you have to submit, or did they come to you?
Well, I mean, one thing that I will say, because it comes up in conversation a lot with other musicians and so forth, is that nothing ever comes to you. You know, if you ever see Chip and the Charge Ups anywhere, hear Chip and the Charge Ups anywhere, it's usually because we went out and pursued the coverage in the media. And even when we are asked to be on a show like this one, or be on the radio or whatever, and it was something that was pursued, it was because we built that relationship before by reaching out to you know, the purveyor of that particular media. So yeah, I mean, I've been sending music to my contacts at DVE for a long time, and I don't know how the particulars work of jumping from the homegrown show to regular rotation. But from what I understand, that, you know, the song really resonated with the powers that be at the radio station. And when they played it and the team there heard it and got reactions from the people that they knew, it was a song that fit for what they wanted to put into their rotation and entertain their audience with. They've had Paying Back the Devil since November. And they've played it here and there. And then when our album release party came up, you know, we pitched the idea of appearing as a guest on their morning show. And I had a phone interview with them, and they played the song. And that's when we were notified that, hey, you know what, we're going to give this a roll into regular rotation. So, you know, it wasn't something where, you know, you send them something one day, they never heard from you before, and then the next day it's in regular rotation. It's been something that we've, you know, we've been discussing with them for a while, or the song's been discussed with them for a while. And it just was a matter of them feeling that it was a good fit for their audience. You know, and any of the good things that are happening now, I don't really feel that they're like an overnight success as some people may see it. You know, I've been pitching my music for a long time and building relationships for a long time. So this is, you know, an overnight success, 18 years in the making.
I interviewed you on Three Questions and a Song when Paying Back the Devil first came out.
Yep.
And that is going to be linked in the show notes too, for anyone who missed it. But I remember saying something to the effect of, this sounds not like you. And I was excited. And it's hard to say not like you, because all of your stuff sounds different. Like, it's not like, I can't say this is a rock band. You won the Pittsburgh's best rock band, but you know, you have punk rock, you have rock, you have Welcome to the Neighborhood is almost a metal song. I mean, you're all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I think with our latest album, it's definitely something that the three of us brought together multiple influences, yet we all had like a common thread. I think the common thread between the three of us is pop punk. And, you know, for other stuff that I listen to, I may listen to old school punk and metal, and Melina may listen to alternative and emo, and Nolan may have been to a hair metal concert or two in his formative years. So, you know, you know, one reason why it may work is that we do bring multiple influences to the table, yet we all have a common thread that we share as well. And the chemistry since Nolan has joined the band has just been amazing. And I think that's reflective in our new album. And we're just so excited to be at the point we are.
I just realized, and I've been doing this a lot lately, I did not mention the songs that were before I started talking to you. The first song on the show was The Crowning, She's Running. And then you got to hear that brand new intro that I was talking about. And then Villainous, Toxic Clarity. And the reason I want to bring that up now is I have about a minute before I'm taking a break, so I was going to miss it if I didn't. So what we're going to do, and you guys know this is coming, I'm going to ask you to tell me about the song after I play it. We're going to play first Winter's Descent song Fortune, and then we're going to play Sideways Middle Finger by Chip and the Charge Ups. And I'll give you a chance to tell me a little bit about the song. But before we do that, Chip, I asked you which song you wanted to play. Why that one?
Well, first of all, there were a couple songs you already had played on your show, and you wanted something different. So I think, you know, as we're talking with various people, both in media and in the fan base, a lot of people are asking about this song and are interested in the Sideways Middle Finger and what it means and how we came up with it. So I thought it definitely seems to be a title that piques curiosity. So let's satisfy some of that curiosity right here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Okay, so let's take a moment and listen to Fortune by Winter's Descent and Chip and the Charge Ups, Sideways Middle Finger.
Shipping your God machine, eyes on the screen, light. every single day, someone finds a way to make me lose my mind. Whoa. Then as if one cue, I encounter you. You make me lose my mind. Whoa. A sideways little finger. Now you're back again, couldn't take a hint. You're gonna see it this time. Whoa. Let me make this clear, you're not welcome here. You're gonna see it this time. And I'll wake them all night, yeah. I got the urge to show you a sideways middle finger. A sideways middle finger. The feeling's gonna be kept inside. Today's the day we let it all fly. Turn it on its side, it gets multiplied, yeah. A sideways middle finger. Don't matter if I don't know you. Here's a sideways middle finger. I'll raise one on the left, I'll raise one on the right. I'll raise them in the morning and I'll raise them all night, yeah. I got the urge to show you a sideways middle finger. A sideways middle.
And with me again, Chip Molina and Alan, Nolan Allen. First of all, let's discuss this. Chip, you have on a God Hates Unicorn shirt. And Jess was the one who was singing the sneaky heat missiles in the intro from GHU. And Nolan, I think you have on a Steve Hawk shirt.
Yes, I do.
Look at that. All I can see is just the top of the arc. So that's something that you guys are really good at too, is going out and supporting the other musicians in the scene. And that's huge. But before we get to that, I'm going to ask you why you do that. Let's talk about your song Sideways Middle Finger first.
All right, cool. Sideways Middle Finger is Melina's favorite song to introduce live, I'm pretty sure.
That is true. Before we play this song, usually I go into crazy mode, and obviously we just heard the song now. It's kind of a fun, upbeat pop punk song with some edgier, darker lyrics to it. So what I like to do, how I like to intro this, is I like to say, "Okay, everybody, we're gonna play the heaviest song we have. I want everybody to mosh. I want everybody to get crazy. This is Sideways Middle Finger." And then we go into a fun pop punk song with a fun little guitar lick at the beginning. So that is my favorite song to intro for that reason, because I can just go absolutely crazy with it.
So is this one also hockey related? Because I'm pretty sure that would get you in sportsman-like conduct penalty.
No, it's like one of the only non-hockey songs I've ever written in my life, man.
Hey, didn't work like hockey.
So, it's just a song. I can't remember the specific incident, but it was a conversation where, you know, it was like whatever someone did was like worthy of something so much more obscene than a mere middle finger. So we're like, how can we make something more obscene than a middle finger? So I'm like, you know, turn it on its side, it gets multiplied. And a quarter turn, twice the burn. And it was like, oh man, those are some lyrics. Those are some lyrics. So that's how that kind of came to be.
Nolan, you were trying to interject.
I was like, didn't Mark Recchi flip someone off during a game once or twice? Like, I feel like I remember that, but I could be wrong. So we could have a hockey reference if we forced it a little bit. I'm not sure.
It probably was an upright middle finger, though.
Maybe.
So back to going out and supporting the other musicians in the scene. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say your reason is, but what's the biggest reason that you do that?
Because we love music.
I mean, for me, at least growing up, like, I used to be like one of the youngest people in the rock scene. I'm sure Melina can relate. And you have, like, I'm wearing Steve Hawk right now because he really took me under his wing. I played my first ever show with him. So that's kind of why I wore this shirt tonight. And he always he took me under the wing to show me the way and introduced me to many people that I know today that I consider friends over in Westmoreland County. And basically, I've learned throughout the years that supporting others, like, it really means a lot to them, and it reciprocates as well. And I like building everyone up, honestly, when it comes to the music scene in Pittsburgh.
What about God Hates Unicorns? Why do you have that one on?
Well, Bill, I know you've done some photography for them, I believe, right?
Yes, quite a bit.
So that, as I'm going through my shirts and deciding on which of the many Pittsburgh bands to wear on my chest tonight, that's why I chose it. I'd show them some love and show you some love for being connected with them.
They're a lot of fun.
For sure.
You guys are playing, you have a really long schedule. And I'm going to let you pick some out. I already mentioned the August 25th show with Rock for Life at the Shrine Center. But where else, what else do you have coming up?
Like you said, we have a bunch of stuff coming up. A few things that we're super excited about. There's a lot we're excited about. So this coming Monday, we're going to be the featured artist at Acoustic Cafe. So we'll be playing a few songs there. A big one is July 13th at Jurgles. We will be playing with Liliac.
That's another family band.
What's that?
So that's another family band.
Yeah, another family band.
We're excited to
play with them again. So that'll be a big one. We're doing our first Cleveland date July 29th, and we will be announcing a Columbus date, our first time in Columbus, very soon as well. So yeah, we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up, and our website, thechargeups.com, is a place you can find updates. Or for those of you on Facebook, just go to the Charge Ups page, and our cover photo has our current dates. So we hope to see a lot of people out there this summer. And, we, for a number of reasons, but one thing is we want to thank everyone for supporting us, because a lot of the great things that are happening for us are because people know that people care about us. The media doesn't want to put out content about a band that no one seems to care about. So the fact that the media wants to talk to us, it's because people are showing that they care about us, and we can't thank people enough for caring and, you know, to be able to look them in the eye after a show and to be able to say thank you just means the world, because we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without them.
I have not asked you guys any odd questions yet. This is very, very not normal. So I'm going to have to ask you one and then we'll take a break.
Well, there's three of us. So if one of us gets stumped or two of us get stumped, someone should be in there.
All right. So you can invite any four people from the history of the world to sit down to dinner with you. One of them has to be a musician. The other three, there are no guidelines for. Who are you going to invite to eat with you? Or zero, Chip.
I know my answer. I'm a family guy through and through. So, you know, the more important to me than any celebrity, any historical figure, would be family members. So, you know, I was super close with my parents. So it'd be my mom and my dad. My brother-in-law recently passed away. I'd invite him to the table, and my grandmother, on my mother's side as well. You know, so much of, life is great. And then you know, when you look at life and think about the worst times, it's, you think about loss. So being able to, you know, have that one more dinner with those people, that'd be everything to me. So George Washington or Axl Rose or whatever, they don't matter. I'd rather have my departed family member sit down with me.
I love that answer. And thankfully, I don't have to follow it up. You two might.
Well, I mean, going off Chip's answer, it's like,
how can we say anything after that? Jeez.
Yeah, again, the only thing they're probably like, well, Axl Rose and George Washington. And Axl Rose and George Washington now.
Well, I was gonna say, my great grandfather, going off Chip's answer, passed away back in 2008. And through the years, I found out that actually he was a musician. So I guess he could fill in for the musician spot at my table, but for the other three,
my mom was a musician, so that's why. That's how I checked that box. But go ahead, Nolan. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're okay. And it was just like thinking about that. Like, I would love to talk music with him because, well, I didn't get to. I barely knew what an instrument was in 2008 because, like, I was nine, and I wasn't playing music yet, really. So,
Melina, do you want to answer or do you want to pass?
Yeah, I guess I'll answer. I don't really have anybody like super specific, but going along with the theme of family, I'm really interested in like the learning about family members that you might have never met before. Like I've always found that fascinating. So maybe somebody who passed away whenever I was younger and I never really got to know them too well, somebody like that would be cool. Musician wise, I would love to be able to talk to Butch Walker. He's probably my number one musical influence. And then I'm also a huge wrestling fan, and he is also a musician. I'd love to talk to Chris Jericho as well.
I tried to contact him to come on here, and they ignored me.
Oh.
Just like Dave Grohl.
Grohl would be another good one.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, that question's coming up. So so what we're going to hear next is Zom, Bird on a Wire. We'll be right back. Back with Chip and the Charge Ups for a very short third segment. But I did mention that I was going to ask about Dave Grohl, and that is the Build a Scene official question. It's who's your Dave Grohl? And I'm sure I asked any number of the three of you this question before, but you can always give me a different answer. Who do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their original songs?
For me, I will have to go with, well, I will replace Trey Cool on the drums kit to play Holiday. We've been playing it live and for Chip and the Charge Ups, and it's one of my favorite songs of all time. And I would love to play with Green Day, taking the place of Trey Cool to be playing Holiday.
Would you sing it also, Nolan, or just play the drums?
Nope, just play the drums. I'd be too scared. I screw it
that
up.
One live with us.
I do sing it live, but I can't do that to Billy Joe. let him sing the song, and I could just sit in awe from behind the kit.
Melina, how about you?
It's a hard one. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I
you go first. So, I'm going to keep thinking about this.
So, yeah, I would say my Dave Grohl would be Lizzie Hale, and I'd love to go on stage with Hailstorm and play Freak Like Me on guitar.
Good. I have so many different ways that this could go, just because I have so many like different musical influences and so many musicians that I cover. But I think for this one, I'd have to choose My Chemical Romance. We cover I'm Not Okay, and I think that I would have to do that one.
You would crush it. You would crush it.
Thanks.
All right, so a lot of bands have played in some odd places, like Metallica has played in Antarctica and Kiss has played to great white sharks in Australia. What is a non-standard venue that you think Chip and the Charge-Ups should play at?
I'm glad you didn't ask where we have played, because most of the places we played have been pretty standard.
Not always the same venue you headed towards at the beginning of the day, though.
That is.
See if he knows. Was it Deutschtown? Deutschtown or Millville? I confused the two. When it rained and you had to go to the other.
that was Deutschtown last year.
Where so, I tried really hard to stick around.
Let's pick somewhere indoors. Let's pick an indoor venue.
Well, if this is a hypothetical question, hypothetically, it's not going to rain.
That's good point. True. That's a good point. I don't know. It'd be like cool. Is it the Great Wall of China that has that staircase that goes up the hill, or is that called something else?
Are you thinking of the Red Rocks in Colorado?
No. Which would that be an awesome place to play? That would be an awesome place. In China, there's a place in China. I'm not sure if it's the Great Wall of China or something else in China, where there's a big mountain and these little steps, like probably hundreds or even thousands of steps that wind up this hillside.
I'm not going to that show.
I think
I've carried my drums up many a steps.
Roland isn't going either.
We need a lift or like a helicopter to get my stuff up there. I can't do that. I can't take the multiple trips.
We'd have a crew. I mean, if we're going to be playing there,
Sherpas.
We're going to have like dozens of roadies.
Yeah, I'd say going with the theme of we're gonna have to go up a lot of stairs. The Beatles did a rooftop concert, and I think that is like one of the coolest ideas ever. So yeah. I think it would be really cool to do a rooftop concert.
Or what about in the ring at a WrestleMania? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be very cool. You're just at WrestleMania at all. That's gonna be my pick. You won up to me.
That should be the next song that you guys write, kind of like the old 2-9er. You need to pick a wrestler and write an entrance song for them.
That'd be cool.
We should do that. We should do that.
That would be your two's responsibility. I have no knowledge in the subject, so I'll just play drums.
Just smack the drums.
I have one more question for you. What is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician?
Because we're a musician.
Yep.
Because.
So it could be at rehearsal, at a recording session, to, from, or at a gig, anything like that.
I mean, outside the Rex Theater, whatever it was there, there's that pizza shop that I would always stop at every time I played at the Rex. So that would be my first thought. But I don't think any other shows, like rehearsals, maybe we, but
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, we are such a low level band that we don't usually get meals served to us, like not even pizza
at the Hard Rock being the headliner
of water or anything. It's we don't get that level of respect yet.
We have our selfie from the Hard Rock.
Yes,
both of us with our chicken Caesar salad.
Yes, they fed us. That was a rarity. So thank you, Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah,
if we would have had their pizza, we would have been able to answer this question honestly. Yeah. We're like, yeah, the Hard Rock Cafe, they're the best pizza we've ever had because we're musicians. It's also the only pizza we ever had because we're musicians, but that's okay.
I think usually we're fairly healthy eaters as well. Usually before shows, we'll go to Subway, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
or like, you know, eat like vegetables, eat salads, eat, you know, generally pretty healthy before we play a show.
Yeah, Melina is very triggered at the thought of a Subway Veggie Delight because I literally eat one before every show. I don't eat anything spicy or garlicky or anything that'll dry out, you know, the vocal cavity. I'm always eating a Subway Veggie Delight on Italian with mayo, and that's what I eat. In my digestive system knows what to expect, which is not the case with other foods, as we all probably have experienced in our life.
Yeah, you don't want to walk the tightrope of life right before you play a show.
Exactly. You want to be able to go on stage and leave the stage with your pants just as empty as they were when you got on stage. And I know if I eat a Subway Veggie Delight before I go on stage, that is going to be my reality, and that's a good thing. So...
see, now I need to make note of where that was so the next time I redo the intro, that can be in it.
There you go.
Yeah. There's also, I'm the opposite. I go like, I stop at Sheetz beforehand, get like a quesarito, and I'm like loving it. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go about on stage and hit things. And now I'm singing a song and I'm like, maybe I should take the chip route. But I can't do Subway. I worked there for 5 years. I had hundreds of Subway sandwiches. So it's like, I can't have another Subway sandwich.
We would have a very hard time on tour because these guys, for various reasons, are sick of Subway. And that's literally all I'll eat for them.
The only thing you'll eat is Subway. Both of us won't eat Subway. And then both of us have dietary restrictions. So we would not be able to find anywhere that we can all eat.
That's it. You just have to get so big that you can afford chefs.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or just find a plaza that has like multiple options that we Chip gets Subway. I'm going to Sbarro.
I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Thank you, Bill. Always a blast talking with you.
This has been episode number 675. I'm going to throw the website address up on the screen again. It is thechargeups.com. Make sure you go there, buy some music, buy some merch, join their Patreon, which you didn't even get to talk about this time, and go see them at various shows. If you have to pick one, I'm going to suggest you go to the Rock for Life one. It's a great cause. And there's, I think, 6 bands that night, including Blackridge. So my daughters will be there, and then that's where they're going to see you and realize they like you too. that said, this has been episode number 675. Those of you that are hanging out for the rest of the radio show and podcast, now you're going to hear 9 Sundays Martyr and 13 Saints New York Doll.
Face down in the gutter again. That decision's got me feeling.
hang out, he liked the magic wand. He really thought he made it when he made it cross a pond. Just another party, just another dirty blonde. Now he's tapping out the rhythm, yeah, down in Babylon. Well, I'll try and he made himself a mess. He ended up working for the LDS. A little bit of structure is always for the best, but he barely made it back from the meltdown fest. Not looking to repent when the enemy found